Talk on National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're here to discuss cars, car repair, and of all things, foreign aid.
Yes, and this comes to us by way of the news desk.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, buddy, I believe, by looking at all the twos and froms here, George Preston. Here's the news. Clinton deploys vowels to Bosnia. Cities of Zbrzvetsk and Grozny to be the first recipients. Before an emergency joint session of Congress yesterday, President Clinton announced U.S. plans to deploy over 75,000 vowels to the war-torn region of Bosnia.
Really?
The largest of its kind in American history, will provide the region with the critically needed letters A, E, I, O, and U, and is hoped to render countless Bosnian names more pronounceable. Here's a quote. He said, Clinton said, "For 6 years we've stood by while names like Jugoslav and Zlidnia and Glum have been horribly butchered by millions around the world. Today the United States must finally stand up and say, enough. It is time the people of Bosnia finally had some vowels in their incomprehensible words. The U.S. is proud to lead the crusade in this noble endeavor." The deployment, named Operation Vowel Storm by the State Department. Who writes this stuff? I mean, it's...
Well, it is.
It's much needed.
It's set
for early next week with the Adriatic port cities of Zbrzeszcz and Grozny. The two C-130 transport planes, each carrying 524 count boxes of E's. We'll fly from Andrews Air Force Base across the Atlantic and airdrop the letters over the cities. The citizens of Grozny and Zbrzeszcz eagerly await the arrival of the vowels. My God, I don't think we can last another day, said Zdrzejczyk. Said Trushki Grozny. I have 6 children and none of them has a name.
None of them a vowel among them.
Said Zimbabwe resident Grugs. With just a few key letters, I could be George Humphrey. This is my dream. The airdrop represents the largest deployment of any letter to a foreign country since 1984. During the summer of that year, the U.S. shipped 92,000 continents to Ethiopia, providing cities like Awawua, Ayolia, and Ao with vital life-giving supplies of L's, S's, and T's.
I'm sure we will hear letters of complaint from the international community. Yes, indeed.
It's great.
But it's all true. I mean, it's like the weekly world news. I mean, it's not a false statement there.
Not a false statement there. That's very clever.
All right, it's time.
227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Gail from South Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Gail from where?
South Philadelphia.
South of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, not South Philadelphia, but south of.
Well, no, South Philadelphia.
South Philadelphia.
Same as Bill Cosby.
Yes, exactly. He went to Temple University here.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did. Which one is Click and which one's Clack?
Yes. So what can we do for you?
The guy on the right is Click.
Oh, okay, I thought so. Okay, I have a little problem here in Philadelphia. I feel like I'm sort of a fugitive of sorts here. My friends Jonathan and David told me to call you and that you might be able to help. Okay, mm-hmm. I drive a teal, 1991 Saturn, which you'll need to know later, okay?
1991 Saturn.
Yes. And, okay, I take a bridge to work every day, and they charge $2 to get across this bridge. Okay, that's a little pricey, but I have to take it. So I have my $2 ready, and I'm waiting in a tow line that's 15 cars long or something. And at the last minute, I realize that I'm in a coins-only lane, and there's no way to get across the traffic.
And you start shredding the dollars, right?
Exactly. I had no choice of what to do. With this short notice, I had no way of pulling this kind of cash together, so I realized that it was also a tow lane where one of those arm things comes down, so it's not like I can just go through it.
Ah, so you're going to have to run the rapids.